So as I said at the beginning of the Mass, we are gathered today as ladies for the 2017 Ladies Retreat here at Christ the King Parish, as organized and sponsored by the Family Apostolate. It is our interest to draw ladies to the love of God, to the love of Christ, to the love of our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary. And that is why we make out this special day to come together, to look at God and let God look at us, to ask him for his nourishment, to ask him for his support, to ask him for his strength, because the ladies have great responsibilities in the society and in the family. Isn't that true? You do. You do. And we acknowledge that. You do a great, wonderful job as mothers, as grandmothers, as wives, as sisters, as friends, both in the large society, in your own family, and in the church. And that is why it is interesting to look at the prophet Jeremiah today and say, "For to you I have entrusted my cause." Can I hear you say that? "For to you I have entrusted my cause." Yeah, it is all about God. It is all about him. It is all God that has made us to be who we are and what we are. And that is why it is also interesting to align this statement from the prophet with the theme of this retreat, following in the footsteps of Christ. Following in the footsteps of Christ. Following in the footsteps of Christ means walking according to the mind of God. Walking, immersing our will in the will of God. Understanding that God has a purpose for us. Understanding that God's will surpasses our own will. God's will supersedes every other thing that we can do in our lives. Look at Jesus. Jesus is subject of conspiracy. His brothers are ganging up against him. They are making plans. They are plotting their graphs, putting up strategies to catch him. And imagine what happened in the gospel that we just heard. That there's a group, authorities. The authorities are plotting this graph, and they want to deny his divinity. They want to deny that he is God. Everything is clear. Whatever Jesus did was clear. The miracles were clear. At some point, the Jews were even trying to deny the fact of the reality of the miracle that Jesus did. Remember last Sunday, the case of the man born blind. The man was clearly blind from birth. And they brought him after Jesus had encountered him, after Jesus had healed him. And they are like, "Is this the guy who used to sit here and beg?" They want to deny that. They want to wipe it off, wipe off the records of Jesus. He couldn't be the one. He couldn't have been healed. He could be another person. So there's somebody inside him because they want to do away with Jesus. But the miracles of Jesus are so real. Of Jesus' work are so clear, glaring. You don't doubt it. Jesus performs beyond our own scientific proof and understanding. When Jesus is at work, it is clear. It is very clear in our lives, in our families, in our homes, in our work, in our academics, in everything. When Jesus is at work, it is very clear. But one lesson from this is that while the majority, while the authorities, while the powers that be at that time wanted to debunk and denounce and deny the work and the reality of Jesus, there is also some courageous fellow in that pack. Think of Nicodemus. Nicodemus had already met Jesus at night for fear also of the Jews. But at this point, he is the lone voice that is speaking out. But why not give him chance? Can miracles be done by the devil? No. Miracles can never be done by the devil. God is the source of miracle. God is the source of every good thing. So good things don't come from the devil, because the devil cannot produce good fruits. Remember what happened in John's Gospel chapter 8. In verse 36, Christ says, the devil is the father of all lies. All lies come from the devil. So nothing good comes from the devil. Everything good comes from God, because God created the universe and saw that everything he made was good. And that is what Jesus has continued to do. He came to do the Father's will, but they are trying to deny it. So, in our own circumstances, think about what happens in our societies today. Think about what the authorities try to do. Think about the various policies that are in existence. How do these policies support our faith? Oftentimes, we are even victims in our own various homes, in our various offices, in our workplaces. There are ladies here who work in organizations that don't even want to hear about your faith. Is that not true? Your faith is challenged. You do the sign of the cross, you are in trouble. And because of that, for you to do it, you have to hide in a closet, right? You go into your closet and you do it like lightning and flash. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, you don't want to be seen, right? You don't want people to see your faith. In the schools, many schools don't talk about God anymore. Many schools don't want the kids to hear about Jesus. They don't want the kids to talk about the Bible. They don't want the kids to talk about our Mother Mary. People are now living in fear. People are so scared about their faith. If you don't talk about your faith, then what else are you going to talk about? Think about what faith is. Faith is that which you hang on when every other thing is gone. When every other thing in your life, every other thing goes away, faith does not disappear. And that is why we are here today, to tell God, to tell Jesus, for to you I have entrusted my cause. Without Jesus, there is no headway for the lady. Without Jesus, there is no headway as wife. Without Jesus, there's no headway as mother. Without Jesus, there's no headway as grandmother. Without Jesus, there's no headway as sister. Without Jesus, there's no headway as a family member. And that family member means looking at Jesus, whom you place your trust, whom you place your cause. Sometimes we are threatened by other forces. Sickness sometimes distracts us. Sickness could be a distraction. Finance can be a distraction. Education can be a distraction. Unemployment can be a distraction. But in the midst of this, remember that Jesus is available. Jesus is in the picture. If you have Jesus in the picture, definitely you might face challenges, but all things work unto good to them who fear the Lord. We have placed our cause in him. We have placed our trust in him. So I want to encourage you today. I want to inspire you. That's why we are here. Look unto Jesus. He says to you, come to me, all you who labor. Come to me, all you who are overburdened. Come to me and I will give you rest. Jesus knows that load that you carry. Jesus knows that burden that you carry. Jesus knows that trouble that is in your heart. Jesus knows the sleep that you are losing at night. Jesus knows that you are looking for something great. And he has told you, and he is telling you this morning again, come to me, all you who labor. Come to me with your marriage worries. Come to children's worries. Come to me with your worries of sickness. Come to me with your worries of unemployment. Come to me, and I will give you rest. And your response is, for to you I have put my trust. I have entrusted my cause. I have entrusted everything. So while we are here gathered, I want to encourage you. You will not go away from here empty-handed. Sometimes you may not recognize it, but it happens. It happens. It has happened in the past. It's still happening. So don't imagine that this is a waste. Never, never, never think of any time you give to Jesus as a waste. Think about it as a moment, an opportunity. Opportunity to do what? To replenish. An opportunity to move forward. an opportunity to re-strengthen yourself, to re-energize yourself, to refill your cup, and to move forward. In the Lord, we have put our trust. In the Lord, your strength will come. In the Lord, your joy will come. In the Lord, your grace will come. In the Lord, your mercy will come. In the Lord, all compassion, all favors will come. So at the end of this retreat, may the Lord bless you and strengthen you, help you to always walk in his footsteps, help you to always abide in his will. Amen.